Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Supply.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Driven in the air, left field, down the line. Hooking, that ball is going to be a fair ball. Home run, Chris Bryant with a home run.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs have a 2.5-game lead in the NL Central, but they have a tough series beginning tonight against Arizona, who currently lead the wild card race in the National League. Tonight, the Cubs send John Lester to the mound to face the Diamondbacks' Patrick Corbin. Lester has tossed three straight quality starts. Anthony Rizzo should be back in the lineup tonight after dealing with a sore back. Here's manager Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins today.
I've already posted him in there. He said he feels good. He's ready to go, so... I think he's going to be the only lefty in the lineup tonight.
Meanwhile, former Cub Carlos Zambrano chatted with Mullin Hanley this morning, and he weighed in on Sammy Sosa's relationship with the Cubs and what he thinks Sosa should do to make it right.
I apologize when I have to apologize. You know, I know that I made a mistake, and I have to say I'm sorry. I do. You know, I don't know if Sammy did that already. So that's the whole point, you know. Just accept that we make a mistake, that we are human, and apologize. You know, that's it, and move on.
On the South side, the White Sox going for their third straight win after a dramatic walk-off victory over Toronto last night. Mike Pelfrey gets the start tonight against Marcus Stroman. Good news after an ugly scene. Both Yoan Moncada and Willie Garcia said to be okay after a scary collision in right center field. Moncada has a bruise on his knee but did not need an MRI. X-rays were negative. He's day-to-day. Willie Garcia, though, suffered a concussion. He's now on the 7-day DL and in the concussion protocol. Outfielder Nicky Delmonico up from Charlotte to take Garcia's spot on the roster. First pitch tonight from G-Rate Field at 7:05. The Bears have the day off today down in Bourbonnais. The Bulls announced that they've signed guard Ryan Archidiakono to a two-way contract. Searching for a solution to cracks in your brickwork? Visit uswaterproofing.com to learn about foundation settling. Cubs pregame tonight is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks at 6:30. Right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Number 49, Jake Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta.
Ron, he's almost superhuman. Unbelievable.
Starting pitcher for your Chicago Cubs.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
2015 NL Cy Young Award winner.
Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
World Series champion.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Talking Cubs all season long.
We're feeling it. We expect to remain in first place throughout the remainder of the way.
Jake Arrieta.
Very encouraging what we've seen from Jake Arrieta over this last month.
Ooh, that was the slider slash cutter that we saw last year and the year before. Nasty.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on WAP670thescore.com. You can check out the live video stream on that or Facebook Live, and it is brought to you by, of course, American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. It's time for us to talk to our guy.
Jake Arrieta is on Twitter at jarrieta34, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Hello, Jake.
What's going on, guys?
Well, you heard what you said about expecting to remain in first place, and the timing was interesting because shortly thereafter, Joe Maddon was asked about that comment, and he said, you know, all due respect to Jake, I hear where he's coming from, but we have to make sure we back it up in our play. This game can humble you quickly. He talked about baseball karma. It sounded like he's trying to balance his players' confidence with an understanding of this, but it's never as easy as it feels when it's going well.
Well, and, you know, I'm not making that, you know, a comment like that without understanding everything that has to go into you know, attaining a spot in the first place for the remainder of the season. There's a lot of things we have to do, continue to do well. And I think we're all well aware of that. But, you know, that's really our mindset. I think that now that we've continued to throw the ball extremely well, take some pressure off of our offense, and allow them to do their thing without any added pressure of having to score 4 or 5-plus runs a game, I think that's right where we need to be. And, you know, we've got Hendricks back. We've got our health for the most part with us. And if that remains to be the case, you know, I don't see any reason we can't stay in first place.
Only 8 earned runs given up over the last 5 starts for you. You've been able to accomplish a lot since July 2nd. What have you been able to kind of pinpoint to your success over these last 5 starts? What have you been able to execute in your plan going out there every game?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I would point out early on in the season for me individually was, you know, I was forcing my slider and my cutter in starts where I simply didn't need to. You know, since it's been such a big pitch for me in the past, you know, I continued to throw it without having the feel that I would like, and just forcing the issue with it. And what I started to do over the past month or two is only use that pitch in put away situations, using it as a back foot or front foot put away to lefties, or a strike to ball, quality strike to ball to right-handed hitters. And that's basically allowed me to regain the feel for it. And lately it's been really good. The command of my fastball has remained really good. With the sinker, and everything's just is starting to come along. You know, I'm not searching for pitches when I don't have them. I'm basically going out there and using what I have, and understanding that there's times where I have to change my approach in order to pitch effectively the way I would like to. And that's exactly what I've been able to do this, you know, past 6 or 7 starts.
Not to mention using the big, true curveball, you know, an old-fashioned deuce that is being thrown up there. And it looks to me, from just my amateur eye, I haven't done any side-by-side video work or anything, that you are, I don't want to say exaggerating, but maybe using a bit of the across-your-body crossfire more, it seems. Is that a conscious decision to either be a little bit more deceptive or maybe add more movement?
No, you know, I actually, you know, my line is pretty close to where it's been all year, and even in the past. There have been a couple starts where I've gotten a little bit further across my body than I would like, and that's just something that I talked to Boz and to Borzello about, you know, in my sides or after a start. And I think the reason that happens at times is when I don't allow myself enough time to gather over the rubber, I start to to drift with my lower body a little bit too soon, which doesn't allow my arm or my hands to break and my arm to catch up in time. So when I am right and when I'm locked in mechanically, what you'll notice is a little bit more of a gather over the rover, allowing my hands to break and everything to time up correctly.
So is that just a deep breath kind of thing? Is that just a pace on the mound where you can in your head have that internal clock that says, all right, you know, just settle and take that moment?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I harp on in the pregame bullpen and obviously my sides. It's basically just a slight hesitation before my left leg goes down the mound towards the target. And, you know, like I said, that slight hesitation, whether it's, you know, a tenth of a second or a little bit more, allows my arm to get up and ready in time to be able to execute and to be able to repeat my delivery consistently. So, it might not be very visible in video or during the games, but it's something I definitely feel when I'm out there on the mound.
Jake, you seem like a student of the game, a fan, and if not a consumer of the game. Is there something that you see usually with pitchers that just a common error or a common pet peeve that you're like, ah, there it is again, where pitchers don't get what they want done? Do you see things go, ah, that's the thing that I'm always harping on, whether it be with myself or with teammates? Is there something out there that you see happening far too often?
Well, you know, one thing that I will say, and I was guilty of this, especially early in my career when I was able to go out there and throw 96, 98 miles an hour. You see guys just basically just throwing the ball, you know, trying to get by on velocity, and movement versus location. You know, and you see when guys tend to do that, you allow the hitter to eliminate one side of the plate or eliminate multiple pitches and just look in a certain area. And when they get that pitch, they tend to do damage. So, you know, I think for me, it's just it really is something that a lot of young players do that have extremely good stuff is they don't focus on commanding the baseball as much as they should. And like I said, I was guilty of that as well. And now, you know, I'm more, you know, in tune with commanding the ball and moving it around versus just, you know, gripping the ball and trying to throw it as hard as I can.
In your interactions with catchers over the years, would you rather throw the wrong pitch with less conviction or the right pitch with, I'm sorry, the wrong pitch with more conviction or the right pitch with less conviction?
Yeah, well, I think anything you're throwing, you have to have conviction. I really don't think there is a right or wrong pitch. I think it really boils down to execution. You know, there's certain guys that hit certain pitches more than others. Certain guys that have a high slugging percentage on a curveball and low slugging percentage on a cutter or slider. Mm-hmm. So there's things like that that you would maybe look at and tend to move away from a certain pitch against a guy who really hammers a strike breaking ball versus, you know, a guy who's not very good on hard sliders or hard cutters. So but still, I think if the execution is there, the pitch itself doesn't really matter. You know, if I'm trying to bounce the curveball on the back point of the plate, it really doesn't matter who's in the box. If I'm able to execute that pitch, chances are that I'm either going to get a poor swing, weak contact, you know, or a take. So, having said that, I think it's just all about execution.
I had got such a kick out of watching Brent Suter on the Brewers, the Harvard-educated pitcher, do what he did. How he did it. Now, his calculated strategy to mess up everybody's timing by getting it and throwing it in a way that was testing the routines of some hitters, especially Cubs hitters who do tend to play a methodical, deliberate brand of baseball. I found it immensely entertaining, and I'm wondering, why don't more pitchers try to upset timing like that? Is it that difficult to do well?
Well, it really is, and I'm glad you mentioned that because not only was he able to, you know, execute a pitch, get back up on the mound in 5 or 6 seconds and do it again, he's actually able to, like I said, he's executing. So while it is beneficial to a pitcher to work quickly, it's even more beneficial if you're able to work quickly and execute at the same time. And that's what we saw Suter do. You know, he was out there. He's throwing a really nice, and he doesn't have a lot of velocity, but he's got a nice cutter. He's able to throw it in the lefties, you know, away to righties on the corners. And then he was able to command his curveball. So, when you have a guy that works that quick, and he's also able to, locate, for strikes and then for put away pitches, it makes it that much, much more difficult.
You know, a couple weeks ago, we were talking in theory about the idea of a veteran catcher and what that would mean for the team to get some of those, starts sprinkled in there. And now it's not theory. Now it's reality. And the guy that many expected to be here the whole time because of the quality of the fit is Alex Avila at 30 years old with a lot of experience and a left-handed bat. What do you know about him and what do you anticipate as far as a working relationship with him down the stretch?
Well, I know both of these guys a little bit, obviously from playing against them in the past. We played a lot against Avila in Detroit, and you know, just a very experienced player who's got a tremendous knowledge of the game, and obviously as a catcher, probably more knowledge than than most. The field general, the guy who has to understand the entire staff, the bullpen, basically taking control of the game from behind the plate is something that he's done and that he's comfortable with, and he's going to be a great asset to our team, and also an arm in Wilson, being able to have another lefty in the bullpen with velocity and good breaking stuff, you know, really, really makes us better.
Jake Arrieta joining us here on Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score. Jake, I've been hearing a lot of people talk about Kyle Hendricks and how he's supposed to be at 87, 88 instead of 84, 85, because then you have the variance between his fastball and his, you know, his off-speed pitches. Is there something that pitchers can do, if you could break it down for me, who's, you know, a casual baseball fan, mechanically, what part of your body affects velocity the most? Is it arm action? Is it your base? Is it how quickly you're striding to the plate? Like, what if you, other than having the arm talent to do it, how can you improve velocity through your mechanics?
Well, it's tough to say, but I think one thing that I could pick out that would potentially help or increase velocity is timing. And for me, when my timing isn't there, I feel like I have to work harder to get the velocity, versus when the timing's there, it happens naturally. It happens much easier. So, you know, but Hendricks isn't a guy who's going to go out there and try and throw hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's much more conscious and aware of pitching to corners and utilizing both of his changeups. And regardless if he's, you know, 84, 87 versus, you know, 88 to 90, he's still able to utilize that and pitch extremely well. I mean, he there were a couple hard hit balls, I think, in the first inning against the Brewers, but
he settled in nicely.
Yeah, he settled in really well. He gave up one run and got through five innings. And obviously he's not built up to the point where he will be probably in his next start or the start after that. So he's doing his thing. He's getting that strength back. I think his arm strength is probably about 90%. You know, as we've seen from him in the last couple, that's plenty enough for him to get the job done.
I was ready personally to, you know, start digging the John Lackey career grave after the first half, 24 home runs given up. And the last couple of times he's been out there, he's seemed like the John Lackey of, you know, a couple of years ago and last year.
Except pitching differently, though. Not necessarily pumping fastballs, mm-hmm. and early curveballs, pitching a little backwards. So whatever he's doing is working.
Well, and, you know, I like to watch, you know, our starters, several of the innings from inside, so I can see the movement, the location, how hitters are taking pitches. You know, from the dugout, sometimes it can be hard to see. You can't really tell the movement. It's hard to see the location. You can tell if the guy's hitting the glove based on where the catcher is, if he's not moving around or not, but, you know, for me, what I saw from Lackey is some really well-located heaters, called third strikes, to Braun, a couple other of their guys at, you know, 92, 93. I think he had some 94s in there. So, it's not the stuff. I think that, you know, he would even tell you that it was just, you know, execution issues for him, early in the season, because, frankly, I think his stuff is just as good as some guys in their 20s right now. You know, if you look at the past couple starts, and even early in the season, he's had some starts where he's been in the low to mid 90s. So, I mean, this guy, he still is finding ways to get his body ready to go out there and compete. And, you know, I think he's got 120 innings or so, and he doesn't seem to be slowing down. So, you know, I've really loved what I've seen from him over the past few starts.
Lastly, Jake, in general, looking at what the last 17 days have done to flip the script for this team, 5.5 games out at the break and all kinds of questions and all kinds of consternation, and then a little bit of rest and, like he said, a little bit of medicine. And then the acquisition of Jose Quintana, the Cubs reel off 13 out of 16 while the Brewers drop 11 out of 16 and the Cubs are up 2.5 games. It's order has been restored in large part. Joe Maddon used the term energized, that the team was rested and energized. And you see energy in other sports. What does it mean for it? How is it manifested for a Major League Baseball team to be re-energized?
Well, I think, you know, some of it has to do with a little bit of bad luck, a little bit of poor play on all sides of the ball. You know, we weren't as crisp defensively, offensively, or from a pitching standpoint, as we would have liked to been. We are now. It took a little bit longer to get going. We had a couple teams, obviously, in the Brewers that were ahead of us, playing really good baseball and playing good baseball for a long time. And they're still a good team, and we foresee them continuing to play good ball and being right there. And obviously with the Cardinals, that they never give up, and the Pirates are behind too, but you can't really count them out either. So I think that being in the position we're at now has really provided energy for us, and the mindset now is just to not necessarily worry about you know, the near future. Worry about today. Worry about preparing for today's game.
Before we let you go here, do you keep your eyes on the trade deadline? And if so, outside of the Cubs with Jose Quintana and Justin Wilson and Avila, who do you think helped themselves the most?
As far as teams?
Yeah.
It's tough to say. You know, I see some things from afar. You know, I saw that the Dodgers got Darvish, and obviously that's a move that's going to help them out. And they have an extremely high-powered offense. They're going to be good regardless.
Mm-hmm.
The Nationals acquiring two bullpen arms, and I'm not sure if they got anybody else, but their offense is about as solid as can be. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with, and that's going to be another year for us after we you know, play the Diamondbacks. Who else we got? There was
the Yankees getting Sonny Gray. Trade.
That's a big trade, you know, and regardless of how he's pitched thus far this season, anytime you, you're traded to a team who's in playoff contention, it's going to provide a boost not only to Sonny but to the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really high-quality arm. And, you know, and the moves we've made have really strengthened us on many sides of the game. Obviously, with Q, this guy seems like he's going to go out there and give you 6 to 8 innings every time out. And with the bullpen help that we got and, you know, adding a veteran catcher, you know, it looks really good for us.
Jake, we appreciate your time as always, and best of luck tomorrow night against Arizona's Zach Godley.
All right, boys. Thanks a lot.
That is Jake Arrieta of the Chicago Cubs, brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold.
Throwing up real numbers this last month. 5 starts in July, all less than 3 earned runs. He's found himself. He's found that, you know, 94-95 probably won't be happening on the regular anymore. You got to figure something out with your off-speed stuff as you grow older. At 31 years old, he's still out there trying to get that bag after this year as well. So Jake Arrieta has acquitted himself quite nicely in the last month or so.
Get your reaction to that, 312-644-6767. We've got Ron Darling scheduled to join us, talk a little bit more baseball nationally and locally at 4 o'clock today. And keep in mind, at any point, we could be giving you the cue to call to win a pair of tickets for
the Lobster Bash.
Supreme Lobster Rockin' Lobster Bash. And it's a lot of fun. You're going to want to win those. You got the score.
Football is back, Chicago. Don't miss our live coverage from Bourbonnais, featuring your favorite score shows, breaking Bears news, Bears reports from Zach Zaidman, plus input from our team of Bears experts.
Bears camp coverage on the score is brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer, and DieHard, celebrating 50 powerful years, forever DieHard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers in a location near you, and the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute. So generous and kind of the Chicago Cubs to present Steve Bartman with a special World Series ring on Monday. If only it could make up for years and years of having to live his life out of sight. If only it could give him back the time he's lost since 2003. A passionate Cubs fan, he was sitting along the left field wall in Game 6 against the Marlins with five outs to go for a World Series appearance. Bartman reaches for a foul ball that comes his way, and then Moises Alou pitches a fit on the field when he can't catch it and blames Bartman for interfering. So when the Cubs blow their lead, Bartman gets vilified and threatened. One moment changes his life forever, all in the name of sports. Now in a statement, he says he's hopeful the saga is finally over. 14 years later, too bad it took a World Series to make it right. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Fox, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
This has been termed a make or break year for you.
I do this for the love of the game. I don't do it to make money. I've not won a Super Bowl. That's still a goal of mine. It can flip fast. The outhouse to the penthouse and the penthouse to the outhouse. And it happens in this league more than any other league in the world.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Fox, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
This has been termed a make-or-break year for you.
I do this for the love of the game. I don't do it to make money. I've not won a Super Bowl. That's still a goal of mine. It can flip fast. The outhouse to the penthouse and the penthouse to the outhouse. And it happens in this league more than any other league in the world.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 2:31 in the Chicago Wolves Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs open a series against Arizona at Wrigley Field tonight. The Northsiders send John Lester to the mound to face the Diamondbacks' Patrick Corbin. Lester has won all three of his starts since the All-Star break while compiling a 2.05 ERA in the process. Anthony Rizzo expected to be back in the lineup tonight after dealing with a sore back, according to Cubs manager Joe Maddon. Javi Baez and Albert Almora chatted with Spiegel and Parkins today, and Almora had high praise for his teammate Javi.
It's unbelievable to see the confidence that he plays with, and it's something that kids should really analyze in that way of playing the game hard, playing the game with that much passion. And I'm just glad to have him on our side.
Cubs and Diamondbacks tonight. Pregame with Mark Grody gets underway at 6:30 right here on 670. The Score. On the south side, White Sox going for their third straight win after a dramatic walk-off over Toronto last night. Mike Pelfrey gets the start tonight against Marcus Stroman. Pelfrey hasn't earned a win since mid-June. Both Yoan Moncada and Willie Garcia came out of last night's collision in the outfield a lot better
Then fans first feared Moncada has a bruise on his knee. He did not need an MRI and his x-rays were negative. He's day-to-day. As for Willie Garcia, he suffered a concussion. He's been placed on the 7-day DL and is in the concussion protocol. Outfielder Nicky Delmonico is up from Charlotte to take his place on the roster. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:05. The Bears have the day off today in Bourbonnais. The Ravens say they're keeping the door open on signing quarterback Colin Kaepernick. But Ravens coach John Harbaugh says there is no update or timetable on that. Stephon Gilmore and Julian Edelman kicked out of Patriots training camp for fighting this morning. And today the Bulls signed guard Ryan Arcidiacono to a two-way contract. Hurry in to Mattress Firm's 72-hour sale this Friday through Sunday. And while supplies last, get a free Yeti with select purchases. Plus, save the tax on the best brands like Hampton and Rhodes plush cooling mattresses just $499.99 only at Mattress Firm. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Major League Soccer. This August, Tim Howard, Kaká, and the biggest stars in Major League Soccer face off against European champions Real Madrid. Don't miss the MLS All-Star Game presented by Target, live on August 2nd at Soldier Field. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
The Cubs lineup is in for tonight. They are loading it up with righties going up against a lefty. There's only one person batting left-handed in this lineup. Ben Zobrist leads off. He's in right field. Chris Bryant's at third. Okay. Anthony Rizzo is at first. Wilson Contreras will catch and clean up. Albert Almora Jr. in center field bats fifth. The shortstop is Addison Russell. Javier Baez at second. Ian Happ gets the start in left. All in support of the ninth hitter and starting pitcher, John Lester. 7:05 start tonight.
Let me ask you a question, Dan Bernstein. When's the first time that you took Jason Bernstein to a sporting event? Do you remember the first time and how old he was?
Boy, the first time at any sporting
event? Where you were like, this is me and you out enjoying a game. Professional, by the way, like not just watching dudes play soccer.
We've been to so damn many.
You don't remember how old he was?
He was a toddler. When I took, I think it was a White Sox game. It was like a family day.
Okay.
And I looked and they said tickets are available. And it was like, you know, $1 hot dogs or something right. Like that. Like, well, let's get in the car and let's go.
Just hang out a little bit.
So, yeah. So
I know Jace is too young. Jace is 7 months old. But I was thinking about it last night. Like, yo, the Diamondbacks are in town. It's a damn good team. I like watching Paul Goldschmidt play. Of course, the Cubs are fun to watch because they're winning again. And, yeah, no, he's way too young. But then I started thinking about, like, all right, at what point will I be okay with, like, you're not too young anymore, and then it actually be remembered, too? Because I have varying memories of my, pre-7-year-old, life where it's like, okay, I remember this for one reason, I remember that for another reason. Like, do you want your kid to remember it, or do you want your kid to just have a decent time and be quiet long enough? Because mom's been swamped with work and all this other stuff, so, like, I pull them out the house, we go hang out every Saturday morning, every Sunday morning.
We made that mistake with both kids when it came to the Disney trip.
Did it too young?
Yeah.
And they don't remember it.
And like, he doesn't really remember at all.
So you take pictures, though.
Like, do you remember this when you actually hugged Lightning McQueen? Yeah. It's like the actual car is there. He ran over to the car and started hugging the car. Like lying on top
like,
of the
car. I love you,
car.
Lightning McQueen.
Exactly.
Talk to me.
Right.
Like, why isn't he talking?
He's like, no, I don't remember that. And even when we took my daughter to Disney World.
Okay.
And she liked it, but even her memories of it now are still kind of,
foggy.
They're pleasant, but it's not.
It's not the moment like, I remember when we did this and remember when we did that. See, Chris is in a different bag because Chris has Juju and she's 3 years old, right, Chris? And Chris is taking her to a couple of Sox games.
Buy movie.
Yeah, right.
She hit me with that today. She comes in the room. She's like, cars, buy movie, because she knows it makes me laugh when she says buy movie.
She's got a thing. She's got a bit
now. Yeah, we got a thing.
Yeah, she's got a little shtick now. But
you're the one about the giraffe?
I don't remember the first game I went to with my dad. And I don't know if I want it to be a memorable situation, because then you're waiting till you're like 9 or 8, and then it's like, oh man, I've been keeping you away from games all this time, and the industry we work in.
Don't overthink it. If you want to go.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna take him now because. But you know what? he was out there for the fireworks for like an hour and a half and didn't make a sound, didn't make a peep. All you got to do is feed this kid. He doesn't care. Like, he's all good. He smiles his ass off and he's happy to be there. Yeah.
It'll just turn into like snow cones and cotton candy nachos.
Yeah, just here's the rest of my money forever. Yep. Go get sick off of this sweet food. But, you know, now that Chris is doing it with Juju at 3 years old, I'm trying to think, can I wait that long to take my son to a game?
Well, you want it for you. That's the thing.
Like, that's exactly what it is.
And because my wife admitted the Disney thing was more for her. And I could take or leave Disney. It doesn't mean anything to me. But she's always kind of been into it. And she admitted, she goes, it was
a cool deal.
It was kind of more for me to experience it with them in the moment than it was for them to remember it. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I hadn't really thought about when. I'd have to ask him.
Like, what was his first?
I'd have to ask him.
What's the first game that you remember us going to, or like the fondest memory of a game?
Right, he's surprised us in the past with saying, "Oh yeah, I remember when we were at the game that such and such and such." I'm like, "Why you remember that?" Right. He's like, "Yeah, I remember that." Every once in a while, you'll kind of hear something. Oh, really? But it depends if there were pictures taken, because then you get sort of retroactive memories of things.
See, I remember Bears games. With my father, because my dad would be like, "All right," he would no notice. By the way, like,
get in the car.
Pretty much, like, it'd be the night before, like, "Hey, going to the Bears game tomorrow, get some sleep." I'm like, "What? Oh, let's do this!" Like, and I'll never forget. We went to the Monday night game where it was Bears Cowboys, and Deion played both ways, and Deion had like 11 catches for like 75 yards or something like that. And it was a pretty exciting game for me. I'm like, that wasn't the game where the guy jumped and caught the extra point. Was it?
That was Green Bay.
That was a Packers game.
Yeah, no, it was a Dallas.
That's still Bears. Underrated, too.
As great up there with the Ted Lilly moment.
That is also
Lynn
underrated.
Lynn Swan interviewing him after.
I'm
here with the real hero.
Jumped
Mike Pantazis, I think was his name, I think. I remember, yeah.
Pantazis.
He sure wasn't Anthony Swarzak?
No. Nah, dude, that dude jumped out of his seat into the tunnel to catch an extra point. But I do remember that Monday Night Football game, and my dad bought me a Curtis Conway jersey right there. My dad wasn't about buying like jerseys for me, and he's like, no, I'm not gonna get that crap. He bought me a Curtis Conway jersey. It was a fun time, but I was thinking about it last night, like,
Mike Pantazis,
that's his name.
There he is.
Damn it, Tannehill, how do you do that?
Yeah, you're weird. Like,
when's the last time you
I
thought
just
about
my one? Inner grubber like a bear.
Well, we all do.
I think because I remember at the time, like, my dad knew a guy that knew the guy like on a softball team or something. So like,
can you believe
plus,
Mike
like
did
that's
this
a
ridiculous?
Great name. That's like the Anthony Swarzak name.
Mike
Fantastic. Keep saying it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But Jay, like, going to games, it's like not something that is like, I don't think she'll remember specific games.
Just trying to have fun for that day.
We're
right?
trying to have fun and establish like kind of a family thing where this is what we do. We go to Sox games and, you know, she enjoys it. Like, but I know she'll remember like week to week. Like, she'll like, "Daddy, baseball game, remember, you know, hot dog and ice cream."
Right,
it was
the
fun.
Moments. Yeah.
She remembers the
moments. Are you thinking of going
to
tonight?
I want to.
Go.
But this is the thing, like, me and Jay are cool out. Like, we do everything Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings. I take him away, let Nicole get her mind together for, you know, the week to come. And like, whatever we do, it's usually with a crowd around too, because we're downtown walking around. So he's not frazzled by a crowd. It's just, I don't want to get him in that spot and then have to eject. You know what I mean? Like, all right, we got
to
get back to the car now.
You have
and
to
he's
know
not
that's
that
possible.
Kid. Yeah, I know, but he's not. And so far, he hasn't been that kid. Like, we've had him out at festivals.
Yeah, but Thunderstruck might set him off.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Well, it might be a little diarrhea. Yeah. All of a sudden, my kid's taking calls while ripping a heater. Nah, dude. I know 7 months is probably too young, but I, for the first time since the kid has been here, I thought about it last night. Like, yo, the Diamondbacks are here. I'd like to watch, you know, Paul Goldschmidt. I'd like to watch the Cubs. I've actually grown more fond of going to Wrigley Field over the years, because the first time I went to Wrigley Field, it was Ismael Valdez pitching against Steve Traxel. It was a Dodgers Cubs game.
Ismael Valdez, the original blister guy.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. It was a Dodgers Cubs game, and it was just a hot nasty day. I really kind of didn't want to be there. And since then, my enjoyment, of course, growing older and enjoying the sport a little bit more and being able to buy a beer too, and my enjoyment of Wrigley Field has grown like leaps and bounds. And I'm thinking about it last night, like, yo, I should walk up and go hang out.
Or you could take him to a Sox game and see, show a little Jace the Jose Bautista bat flip. Ooh. And get yourself a little first game certificate, because that's what we did when we took Juliana to her first game. Really? They have a certificate, you know, and I always remember that photo. Lawrence invited us up to a suite when he had a suite one night. So, you know, they get a little certificate for you, take a little picture, and that's something that you'll have forever.
Wait till you take him to a Blackhawks game, and John McDonough and Jay Blunk come into the suite with a professional photographer and take a picture.
Put on, do the whole thing,
and
right?
Send you a framed color photo
with
a ticket
awesome
stub
with that,
and a plaque on there that says Jace Goff's first game. Yeah.
Blackhawks are really cool with that. By the way, when the Cardinals were in town, we walked up. It was me, Q, and Eron. We walked, of course.
Reference.
I was letting them, you know, have a little fun with it. And we walked up, and I was just joking, like, all right, let's get best available, go sit down. And I asked the lady, I go, what's best available? You know, it's Cubs Cardinals. It's sold out, probably. What are we going to get? $385. I'm like, oh, for all three? She goes, no, sir, $385. I'm like, oh. I'm like, how much for the bleachers? And she quoted me some price in the hundreds. I'm like, oh. I'm like, standing room only? She's like, $46. I'm like, okay, we'll be over here at the Cubby Bear. We'll be over here. Ian and Q looked at me like, what the hell did she just say? I'm like, yeah, Cubs are raking in the dough right now. $385, best available walk-up. Walk up.
Hey, it's good to be the king.
It really is. Isn't it? Yeah, they're printing money over there. So maybe I just don't want to have to eject, you know? Like, I don't want to have to be like, all right, baby, you look like something's wrong. Let's go home.
I would say if you know why you're doing it and you know what you're doing, just be honest with yourself that he's 7 months old. So I would, if you're doing it for you, do it for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, here's the 217. Resist the urge to take an under 2-year-old to a game.
That's probably good advice.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say this, though. Like, it's very difficult when it's just you, when you have a baby that young.
Right.
To manage him with the crowd and everything. Like, you know, when we go as a family.
Right.
So it's a different ball game when you're by yourself.
Yeah, this is still a baby with the diapers. It's tougher with a toddler when you've got to walk to the bathroom and, like, hold the kid up to pee in the trough thing.
Those changing table joints aren't easy.
I know.
Because we got the thing we spread on the changing table. You don't want your kid to touch any part of the changing table at all.
Oh,
so
my
it's like,
God,
you keep your hands to yourself.
Just globs of sanitizer everywhere.
All over them, yeah.
That's like me in the airport when we travel. I'm
just
I'm
dousing
Mr.
your shorties.
Sanitizer.
Give me your hands.
Don't touch anything.
Well, this is what I do with revolving doors. Here's a little tip. A little for all you young door walker throughers out there.
Go high.
Go high. Every time.
Revolving, you're gonna ruin it.
Revolving doors, don't you ever touch that little, you know, little sheet of metal
I
there
use
for
my
you
hands
to touch.
At all. You ever notice, like, when
you go
elevator,
you pound it, you fist it?
I'll shoulder it. I'll arm bar it. I'll elbow it. And even on the elevator, I'll always use a knuckle. Because
they are disgusting. I'm not even a germaphobe, but, like, look at the finger smudges after, like, noon
public,
on some of those revolving doors.
Public surfaces are just crawling with awful.
How do we not die every day?
Because we have immune systems.
Oh, yeah.
This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. I know you got some Roger Goodell stuff.
Yeah,
we got to
talk about Roger Goodell, Jamal Adams, Martellus Bennett, a lot of things going on in the NFL.
Heavy stuff.
Yeah, there's some things being said by young men, and older men are echoing those things and actually putting false information out there. So a little NFL fix with those three when we come back. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. You want to jump in? 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You listen to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Albert Almora talking.
I would come to school with bruises and black eyes from getting hit from baseball, and they'd think I was crazy. The kids were going to movies and hanging out and going to the beach, and I didn't live any of that, to be honest with you. But I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change one bit of it.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You're tired of drive-through. You're tired of getting home to your family and then realizing how, again, I'm scrambling to figure out what to do for dinner. And the kids have said, hey, why can't we try this or that? Well, you know what? Now it's time. It's time for you to try Blue Apron because you're absolutely going to love it. The number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. And you'll have an opportunity to try all sorts of new things and then find out what you like and then customize the menus. And that box ships for free. The kids will get all excited and you can cook together as a family. And maybe you've been realizing how much you're spending elsewhere, and now you can be spending under $10 per person for a delicious meal that's been delivered right to you with instructions on how to cook it. And all these recipes are usually 30 to 45 minutes, and it ends up looking exactly like it does on all of these bright color recipe and cooking cards. It's seasonal menu, so you're getting super fresh stuff that has been sustainably sourced. They have the highest standards for ingredients, and you'll be part of this community of home chefs. Right now, you can check out the sautéed shrimp and green beans with globe tomatoes, spinach, and orzo, or miso butter salmon and lo mein noodles with cucumber and charm tomatoes. That's just some of what is on the menu now. And like I say, it's less than $10 per person per meal, and flexible and easy, and everything is guaranteed. And there's this deal right now. You can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create these incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/Dan and check it out. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace.
Mitch Trubisky. It has to be equal parts exciting and perhaps frustrating to know that it's just not his time yet.
Definitely exciting. I definitely wouldn't say frustrating. I like the quarterback room a lot. I like the competition in that room. And the Glennon evaluation, that's years in the making. A good spot for kind of Mitch to develop behind the scenes.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Fox, head coach of the Chicago Bears.
This has been termed a make or break year for you.
I do this for the love of the game. I don't do it to make money. I've not won a Super Bowl. That's still a goal of mine. It can flip fast. The outhouse to the penthouse and the penthouse to the outhouse. And it happens in this league more than any other league in the world.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Don Cooper, our longtime friend. Of course, Chris Bosio, you hear him each and every week.
We came out of the gates, literally in spring training, playing extremely well and got momentum into September because we smelled it.
We're acquiring talent that we're liking. The rebuild is underway.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Watch this fella jump out of the stands into the tunnel. He appears to be at least 10 feet off the ground, if not more.
This is a don't try this.
No, don't try this. Watch this. There he goes, off into space. He catches the ball, goes all the way down the tunnel, and folks, the guy's all right. He's back in his seat.
Now we got the guy. What's your name?
Michael Bantazis. I'm from the north side of Chicago. I played football at Sullivan High School.
Well, Mike, you could have gotten yourself hurt jumping down like that.
I played defense, offense. I got great hands. I played football my whole life. I love it, baby.
You got a little Monday Night Football history, too.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back to the game.
So shy. So shy. Mike Pantazis.
Sullivan.
I played D-back and running back at Sullivan. Would have been a quarterback, but, you know, politics.
Now we got the guy. What's your name?
Michael Pantazis. I'm from the north side of Chicago. I played football at Sullivan High School.
God love him. God love him. That's awesome. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show.
And I called to talk about the Blackhawks.
Exactly. Hey, give me the microphone, Lynn. I'll show you how to do this thing here. Man, gotta love it. That guys like that.
There's Italian beef gravy. Like, just there's a puddle underneath.
The shirt is actually made of the bread.
Exactly. He's covered in jardinera.
Those are the dudes, though. Yeah. Those are the guys that when people think about this city, central casting.
I forgot to tell you. I know you. This segment brought to you.
Shut up, Lynn.
By Arlington International Racecourse. The Arlington Million is the must-attend event of the summer. Experience the biggest day of racing in Illinois with exclusive ticketed packages and big ways to win. Visit ArlingtonPark.com. So I'm over by to Jules the other day, and I'm with my daughter, and we're going shopping and you know, picking out some stuff for some recipes we're doing. And this was just, it could not have been more perfect. It's a guy standing there. Hey, Bernstein.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah.
I said, hi, how are you? And, you know, guy mid-60s, Bears t-shirt on.
Of course.
You know, big shorts.
Nice size belly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I said, what's your name? And we had a nice conversation. Hey, yeah, I love the show. You know, I work over by this place. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Oh, of course. Bob.
Bob.
You ran into a Bob.
I said,
shout out to the gang of Bobs out there.
I said, hey, nice to meet you, Bob. I'll see you around.
Yeah.
And then my daughter even said something to me. She said, you know, I don't listen to your show a lot, but that was kind of funny, wasn't it? And I said, why? Because she said, it's like they made a cartoon of somebody to be that guy.
Every time somebody walks up to me, same thing.
That's exactly right.
Nicole is like, that's every one of your listeners, isn't it? I'm like, yes, it is, baby. And we love all of them.
And, well, most.
77%.
Yeah, I want to get into some uncomfortable football stuff that's going on.
Some weird NFL stuff. Jamal Adams, Martellus Bennett, and of course, the Ginger Hammer himself, Roger Goodell. We'll do that next here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
When this world seems complicated,
did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace.
Mitch Trubisky, it has to be equal parts exciting and perhaps frustrating to know that it's just not his time yet.
Definitely exciting. I definitely wouldn't say frustrating. I like the quarterback room a lot. I like the competition in that room. And the Glennon evaluation, that's years in the making. A good spot for kind of Mitch to develop behind the scenes.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call because I'm digging for oil in my basement to pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? Show me a family.